What's up, what's up? This is Miss Vibes, and you're listening to Miss Vibes on That Frequency. I hope everyone is having had a nice, serene weekend so you could start off your week in a gratifying way. So I was thinking of topics for this episode, and I was going to talk about some topics like, yo, somebody fuck you over, this what you need to do, or don't allow people to question you, don't allow people to question yourself type shit, you know, start off really like hard. And I said no, I want to do this episode a little bit more light. And this episode I want to talk about, you know, going into hobbies that you wanted to do as a child, or doing things that you wanted to do as a child, or even thinking like a child regarding imagination. There's so many things that I wanted to do as a child that my parents did not do. And it doesn't make them bad. No, not at all. You know, they just didn't know. You know, and as a small girl, I didn't speak up. So they wouldn't have known, you know, either way. And it's probably something they thought I wouldn't have been interested in. I know for my brother, they had put him in karate class. And he had things that I believe, yeah, he had music. Yeah, because I remember him playing the trumpet, so he had music. But for me, I didn't really have that. All I had was, like, camp, summer camp. And maybe small little after-school programs, because my parents worked a little later than usual, and that's about it. But I never really had, like, set-in-stone hobbies, you know? I knew from a little girl that I loved to dress up. I love to write plays and stories. I love to dance, and I love to sing as well. So those were things that I love to do. But I never had it as an after school hobby or activity, or I never had classes that I was taking for it. Oh, and I also loved computers. So when they had a computer class when I went to Catholic school. I know. I was so excited to type and see how the computer worked and the technicalities of it. I loved it. You know, it was something that I loved to do. But, you know, when you get older, life happens. You think about hobbies, and I believe in high school as well, you think about that as well. High school, I did a little bit of tennis, you know, trying to be on my Serena Venus Williams type shit, you know what I'm saying? And my father used to try to instill that as well, like have my brother and I watch Venus and Serena and like do different sports, but I didn't feel like he pushed me enough to even conquer that sport. So with that being said, you know, as I got older, you don't think about things like that. You don't feel like an adult you could have imagination, but you could. Or that you could do the hobbies that you once wanted to do as a child, or you loved or forgot about as a child or even a teenager. So I truly believe when you do things that you wanted to do as a child, as an adult, that makes you more lighthearted. That takes off stress. Like, you are connected to your inner child, which will, you know, make you more happier and vibrant. And I feel like a lot of adults forget that. They think about how to make the next move, how to make the next money, or keeping up with the Joneses, and putting all these stress on their shoulders when you don't really have to do that. You don't even have to think that, you know. And I'm reading things, and I'm hearing things, and I'm watching things, and you really could live in a whole dimension and not even care about the 3D world. And when you live in a whole dimension on a joyful level, your 3D world will reflect that. And I truly, truly, truly believe that. these couple of months, I said, you know what? I want to try things that I always wanted to do when I was a child, and not only as a child, but what I always craved, you know. And I did ballet classes. You know, I was struggling, but it felt so good to do because it's something that I wanted to do since a child. So I did ballet classes, and, you know, it made me, I felt exuberated. I felt amazing. Like, I was so happy, you know, because this is something that I dreamed of doing since a little girl. And even though, like, my legs were struggling in the class, struggling, I still did it. And I felt the confidence. And I'm not going to lie, I'm not as persistent as I want to be. Like, I do it like once a month or every couple of weeks. But I want to do it every week. But, you know, there's just some things in the background that I need to settle. But ballet could boost your confidence and help you stand straight. Or even it helps your posture and it helps your body. And a friend of mine had told me it even helped. That's why people who play sports, they do it. Which I think is pretty dope. It's definitely serene because the music in the background that plays, and it's just a really great type of activity to do as a grown woman. And I definitely advise women, and I even seen a man in there, if you want to do that, do it. Why not? And come to find out, the class is only $16 a class. Like, you can't beat that. And the instructor, she was so nice. I remember one time I felt I was struggling. I didn't do good. And I felt a little defeated. And one thing you can't do when you're doing your hobbies, you don't have to be perfect. And I feel like I'm a perfectionist sometimes. You don't have to be perfect. As long as you do it, that's what counts, right? So anyway, I felt a little defeated. I left the class. And the instructor, she was talking to somebody else. And I passed her. And she pat me on the back like, great job. And I'm like, what? Great job. Like, she don't even know those two words, like, put, you know, like, ammunition in me. Like, wow. Like, okay, I'm definitely going to come back. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's on some real shit. Like, because of her saying that to me, that pushed me and let me know, you don't got to, that was a reminder from the universe. Like, you don't got to be so hard on yourself, ma. You didn't come out your mom's womb being a whole ballet dancer. Relax and have fun. Don't put the stress as an adult in a hobby that you want to do, right? The other day, I went horseback riding. Wow. You know, something that's something else that I also wanted to do. And at first, I was scared, but I got on that horse, and then a couple of minutes later, I felt so good. I felt so good. I felt... like, and I felt like I connected with the horse. The horse was so cute. I believe, I forgot what his name is. I know it started with a T, but I was so in the zone that I forgot his name. But he was such a nice horse. And even when we were going through, like, the park, he was stopping to eat, like, the plants and stuff. I'm like, oh, yeah, this horse is my horse for real, because I do that. I like to stop and eat. So it was just a great vibe, and hearing the nature and smelling nature and just being on the horse. Like, that's something that I would love to do every couple of months. And come to find out, riding horses helps with your mental state of mind. And of course, physical, but it helps with people who experience anxiety and depression and panic attacks. So I feel like that's a great thing. And I wish that they had that in black neighborhoods, because I feel like black people, we go through so much trauma. We go through so much things, and we think it's normal when in all actuality it's not. So I feel like stuff like that should be in black neighborhoods, just for them to release any traumas and release the any tension inside of them. You know what I'm saying? Because we experience a lot. We see a lot, and we experience a lot. And, you know, in this world, they look at black people as, oh, we're so strong. But why the fuck we got to be so strong? Why can't we be vulnerable? Why can't we be powerful? Why can't we put out our emotions so we're able to be accepted, you know? So that was something I thought about. But I feel like when you have hobbies and you have passions that you do, that you crave from being a child, like, you should be able to do it now and as an adult when you have the time. And some people are like, I don't got no time. Really? Really, you don't have time? If you have time to watch Real Basketball Wives, if you had time to scroll on Instagram or Facebook, if you had time to mind other people's business, you got time to go towards your passions. You got time to go towards your hobbies. You got time to go towards the dreams you had as a child. You know what I mean? Don't allow certain things to fool you. You know, just because you see people on the up and up, or your age or your circumstances, you could still do what you need to do. You just got to believe in yourself. As a matter of fact, you got to know you official. If you don't know you official, who the fuck else will? You understand what I'm saying? So, even with imagination, you know what I mean? I feel like adults don't imagine. They don't know how to be playful because all they think about is bills. And bills shouldn't even be a stress in your life. Bills should be fun. At least you're able to pay it. At least you're able to have it. There's people who don't have bills because they don't have no home. They don't have a place to live. You know what I'm saying? You got to think on that level of just being grateful that you have that. And I read in a book, like, you shouldn't be disgruntled when you have bills, because once you're disgruntled about bills, they're just going to keep coming. Or they're just going to keep adding stress in your life. You just got to be grateful, and it won't be so bad when you're paying them. You understand what I'm saying? But, I feel like there's a lot of adults who lack imagination, and it's like, why not have imagination? Put yourself in a different realm or something. Don't just stay on planet Earth, like, for real. Like, oh, I still watch Disney movies, you know? And I watch Bob's Burger, but that's more adult. I don't really think kids should go watch that show. That show is crazy. Yo, like, but I still watch these things, like, just to make the little kid in me alive, you know what I mean? And from there, you can get imagination. Like, I still want my flying carpet from Aladdin. Fuck out of here. Like, I would have had that dragon around me and that rose gold unicorn around me. Like, I imagine being in Paid in Full, like, when the money was flowing down on him and stuff like that. Like, I imagine shit like that, or being the Scarface. Like, who do I trust? Mate. Like, you know, like, at the end of the day, like, I have a vivid imagination, and I'm happy to have it, because you can't live this world so serious. Why so serious? Like, or some real shit. Like, you really can't live this world serious, because at the end of the day, when you look at it, you only live once. And how are you gonna live? Are you gonna live in stress and anger, or you trying to live in joy, peace, and you know what I mean? Like, just living, like, you know, and I can't explain it, but you gotta do what's best for your mental state of mind. For real. Unfortunately, I've seen so many young people, like, pass away or have diseases because of the stresses of life, the stresses of people. And it's like, why do we deserve that? Or even, like, not go, you know, like, not right in the head because of what they go through. And it's like, you got to be careful with yourself. You don't want that, you know what I mean? And even if that happens, like, if you have a disease or you go through depression and anxiety, know that you will get out of it. Like, you know what I'm saying? As long as you know that, you will. And I say that because I've been through it. And it's definitely not easy or something to succumb to. But it's something that I felt like I'm able to get out of it. Even at the moment, it feels hard. And that's why I have a vivid imagination. That's why I make sure to do, you know, work on my passions and do have hobbies and go out there and just have fun, because I don't think life should be so serious. I don't think life should be so serious on some real shit. There's so much in this earth, so much on this earth that people don't know about because they're so stagnant. They want to live a life in a mundane type of way. Oh, work my regular life Instagram, social media, that's it. Work, my regular life Instagram, social media, that's it. Work, life, eat, TV. Yo, you living like a robot. Why should you live like that? Do something in between. Read a book. Go out. Fly out a fucking helicopter. Yo, go kayaking. Even if you live in New York in that dirty ass water, do something. But don't sit down and just do the same thing over and over. Put your phone down real quick. Sometimes I leave my phone at home and I just walk in the park. You know what I mean? Something as small as that. Just to take in the environment. But don't sit here and waste your years, y'all. Don't sit here and waste your years. You don't want to look back and say, yo, I had some bomb ass pictures on the gram and I work hard and that's that. You want to say, yo, I have fun, this is what I did, yo, I remember when I went here, like, yo, I wanted to do that as a child and I did it, like, I, you know what I mean, like, make sure you doing things for yourself to make you authentically happy, genuinely happy, not fake happy, like genuinely motherfucking happy. Make sure you do that for yourself. I no longer want to live a life of misery. I no longer want to live a life of complaining. I don't want, no longer want to live a life of negativity. I no longer want to live a life where I'm always questioning myself because others make me question myself. You understand what I'm saying? So for me, if I had to avoid certain people because of the traits they have, I'm going to, because I don't feel like life should be that serious. And you shouldn't either. So I wanted to share that. I hope it resonates with someone. Please let me know. Leave a comment. Hit me up on the gram, miss.vibes. And forth and forth.